So, Tara, one thing that's really happened with this pandemic is the fact that people have been forced to switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been lots of places. I know there are distilleries that have switched from making alcohol over to making hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And lots of companies have switched their machines as well. They've retooled them so they can make medical equipment.
Oh, it's amazing. There's a candle shop that switched to making masks.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is wonderful, especially when these producers are trying to stay in business. The majority of the time, though, they're not charging for their supplies. They're gifting them. But when they have the equipment available, like 3D printers, to flip the script and do it to help out.
Exactly. Joining us right now, he is the president and my good friend of White Mountain Community College, Dr. Chuck Lloyd. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Nazi and Tara. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing really good. How about yourself? Are you staying safe?
We're staying safe, staying healthy, trying to trudge along here.
That's what you're doing. So
I get you. You're doing it in a really good way, too,
So tell us a little bit about what you guys have done to kind of flip the script and help out in this pandemic at White Mountain Community College.
Yeah, one of the things we have on our hands is, some eager and ingenuity-type professors. One of them, Professor John Holt, he's got a 3D printer. And when we asked all of our faculty to shift to online and remote education, he actually brought it home and started playing with it, because that's what professors do.
Right.
And he started printing out ear guards. He printed out face masks and face shields. And he sent me a photo. He says, "Hey, look what I've been playing with." I said, "You've got to be kidding
that's
me."
That's amazing.
And I mean, he's been pumping them out. And now we're in the process of trying to get more 3D printers and really start mass producing these for folks in the area.
That's absolutely incredible. So how long would it take to make like a mask, or how long would it take to make like one of those ear guards?
Well, he's got it to the point where he can do 16 to 20 in a printing of an ear guard, and those take about 10 to 12 minutes.
Oh, that's
good. That's not bad. It's really not bad. He's got a template he's been working from.
Yeah.
The templates are free out there right now for a lot of these materials, thank goodness.
Yes.
And we've been partnering to get materials with Genfoot. They're out of Littleton. They make a lot of the rubber boots for Walmarts and whatnot.
Right,
so they've shifted and partnered with us as well.
Now, Chuck, are some of the students helping out, or is it all at the professor's house? Is he doing it by himself? Who's aiding him in this?
Right now, it's the professors. Because of physical distancing, we can't get all the students around. But typically, you know, he set up a video camera so we can show the students what he's doing. It's actually one of his labs. And then our students being able to view it. But otherwise, our students would typically be right in the classroom with him.
That is just incredible.
What a great lesson.
Now, obviously, he didn't know that he was going to do this going forward. I mean, maybe he was like, I wonder if I could help with this 3D printer. But but then all of a sudden, it just kind of took off, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've actually been emailing late last night and early this morning with some other folks on my staff who are we might be shifting some gears. We're trying to get, again, a couple more printers, trying to get some funding for more, and we're working on supplies and seeing if we can really scale this up, because we've instantly got demand talking to great folks like you in the media, and all of a sudden people are emailing, "Hey, can I get 200 of those ear guards?" Hey,
all
of a sudden we need some support getting some more printers.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we help you?
What can we do?
Well, if there's anyone out there with a 3D printer either not being used, or we could borrow, or if someone has funding to help get a couple more of these, we want to put together a farm, if you will. They call it a farm when you put a bunch of these gang together. And then, you know, 10 to 12 minutes of, instead of 20 printing, you're printing 120 with six of these. So, you know, we can start really scaling up and mass producing.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
And that's really what all these hospitals and medical professionals really need. It's just the supplies are taking a long time to come in. And I think that's going to be pretty much a game changer if we can do it here locally at home.
Absolutely. And like you, I mean, we watch the news and you see these healthcare workers, you know, when they take their masks off, they have these lines and their faces are all red and their ears are all beat up.
Yeah.
But these ear guards do. I mean, it's a simple, you know, help, very little, it's a small thing we can do to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate what you're doing there. I think it's absolutely amazing, and keep going, and we'll spread the word too. So if we can find anybody that has a 3D printer or the funding, you know, to get you some and just really mass produce these items that are really going to help during this during the pandemic.
Hey, we appreciate that. It's always great talking to both of you. Thanks
always
for the
good
time.
Talking to you too. Thanks so much, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, make sure the family stays safe, send love, and wash your hands, okay?
You as well. Thanks again.
Okay.
Thanks, Chuck.
Bye, guys.